for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Friday, December 12, 2014. Late last night, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a $1.1 trillion omnibus spending bill. This is to prevent the government from shutting down through September. There was a House fight over a provision in the bill to ease regulations on high-risk investments by banks. Democratic Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren said the provision was slipped in at the last minute to benefit Wall Street.
In fact, it was written by lobbyists for Citicorp. That provision means big money for a few big banks. It would let derivatives traders on Wall Street gamble with taxpayer money. And when it all blows up, require the government to bail them out.
But the omnibus bill squeaked by the House anyway, passing with 219 votes to 206. The bill now goes to the Senate.
We're gathered here today so that we can be the voice for the voiceless.
Hundreds gathered on the Capitol steps yesterday with hands up. They all heard a prayer from Senate Chaplain Barry Black.
May we not forget that in our national history, injustice has often been maintained because good people failed to promptly act.
Black congressional staffers and other Capitol Hill employees showed solidarity with people across the country protesting the killing of unarmed black men by police. Governor Cuomo announced action to help ensure transgender New Yorkers receive equal access to health insurance coverage. New York's financial regulators advised health insurers statewide on Thursday to cover transgender treatment deemed to be medically necessary. They said commercial insurers may not deny needed treatment for gender dysphoria when someone's gender at birth is contrary to his or her identity. The guidance sends the message that discrimination against transgenders won't be tolerated, Department Superintendent Ben Lawski said. He gave a shout out to Senator Brad Hoyleman for working with them on the matter and for his steadfast leadership on LGBT rights.
As I have already noted, the CIA was unprepared to conduct a detention and interrogation program, and our officers inadequately developed and monitored its initial activities.
CIA Director John Brennan threaded a rhetorical needle in an unprecedented television news conference at CIA headquarters on Thursday. He acknowledged the agency's officers did abhorrent things to detainees, but he defended the overall post-9/11 interrogation program for stopping attacks and saving lives. Brennan was responding to the torture report released by Senator Dianne Feinstein and the Senate Intelligence Committee on Tuesday. The report denounced the agency's extensive and systematic use of torture. The senator presented highlights of the 525-page report on Tuesday. And on Thursday, as Director Brennan presented his defense, Feinstein's office tweeted findings from the report. For example, Brennan said this.
It is our considered view that the detainees who were subjected to enhanced interrogation techniques provided information that was useful and was used in the ultimate operation to go against bin Laden. Again, intelligence information from the individuals who were subjected to EITs provided information that was used in that. Again, I am not going to attribute that to the use of the EITs, I'm just going to state as a matter of fact the information that they provided was used.
Feinstein tweeted, critical intelligence that led to bin Laden was unrelated to EITs. Then she tweeted, study definitively proves EITs did not lead to bin Laden, page 378. Brennan said he wished the committee took the opportunity to ask CIA officers involved in the program at the time, what were you thinking?
I think it's lamentable that the committee did not avail itself of the opportunity to be able to interact with CIA personnel.
Senator Feinstein tweeted, 100-plus interview reports, oral and written testimony, CIA's response, and numerous CIA meetings all contributed to the study. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.